That was Tiger Blood Jewel with Bring My Friends, which you may know as the end credits song from the film Trick Haven the movie. And with that, welcome back to our late night talk show on Radio Indy. 113.8. The topic for our callers today is conspiracy theories and secret societies. We've already had a few interesting calls tonight. It's almost 2:30 a.m. Join me in welcoming my next caller, and that's Annie. Hello, Annie. How are you?
Hi, Rick. Hi. Oh, I can. So first of all, sorry, I'm a bit nervous, but I'm really pleased I got through. And by the way, Trick Haven, great film. All I think everyone, well, maybe not small children, but people should definitely watch it. Wise people who listen. Yes, yes, I actually was. I really liked it. Good cast, great story. Special effects could have been a bit better, but the music on the soundtrack is great. Yes.
But yes, glad you got through. I'm pleased about that too. But we don't really have that much traffic at this time, do we? Okay, two.
Anyone out there who is wondering whether they can get through at all, please give us a chance. Call 555-103-8541.
Okay, is this the part where I can talk again? Yes.
Of course, you can now. Well, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but the topic is secret conspiracy theories. Have you had any experience with that, Annie? Yes, actually I'm calling from a meeting of a secret society, at least I think so. Well, it's a bit difficult to say, but I think thank you. It's a secret society. We've all had really strange messages, and until recently I thought that maybe, well, this may sound strange, but until recently I thought that maybe I was a monster. But now I have to say quite openly, I'm very open about the fact that I have psychological problems, and that's why I'm sometimes not so sure about reality and things like that. But...
Oh, you can call again next week and the week after about the issues. I think I'm a monster and help. I have psychological problems of an unexplained nature.
But first, the secret. Where is that? Where are you right now? Can you perhaps describe it to us?
Well, I can describe the room to you, but I don't think I'm allowed to say where exactly we are.
It has something to do with security, but we're gathered here in a room. There's a whole row. It looks a bit like a conference center room. Yes, you can imagine. The windows are all blacked out. There are heavy curtains in front of them. None of us like sunlight here. Yes, a bit like a, well, I almost said a nerd gathering, but not everyone is very nerdy. There's also a guy here who says, it's from Bayou.
So you're not here in Indianapolis right now, but in Florida somewhere?
No. Okay then. I think I can say that I'm in Indianapolis.
Ah, yes, okay.
Yes. No, no. I think I shouldn't have said it, but now I said, it's live, right? That's it, we're...
Live right now, the end. Yes, so it must be okay.
That was clear, I thought.
Yes, no, I don't know if you're cheating. Oh, should I turn on a radio to check that?
No, no, please leave that off, otherwise we'll get feedback.
Okay. Yes, no, I don't know much about technology.
So if so, then really quietly, yes, but...
Okay. So all of us who are here, like a guy who knows what he's talking about, have received or found letters telling us to turn up here tonight, and before that only a few of us knew each other, and now we're more or less being told that we now belong to an organization, whether we like it or not, that has really crazy rules and gives everything a Latin name. Well, to be honest, it's a bit like a student union, only totally boogie, you know? Well, I think they really think they're a bit better than everyone else. But that's kind of strange, because most people here are a bit trashy, to be honest.
Oh, that's a bit harsh, isn't it?
No, I can agree with that.
Dot. Oh, you would describe yourself as a bit trashy too.
Dot. At least when it comes to my taste in music, well, no, I think I'm in the good middle range. Well, it goes up and down a bit here, but I, the guy next to me, is definitely yes. Wait, I'll go to the other table for a minute. Rick, but what I wanted to say is that the first R here is from you.
Yes, okay. So what are you trying to say?
Well, the first rule, Rick, is that you're not allowed to talk about it here.
Well, I'm already breaking the first rule of this secret club here. It's like in Fight Club.
Dot. Yes, is that the second rule too?
No, the second rule is, I probably should have written that down too. Well, there were a whole series of rules, but the second rule was that I think at least you shouldn't just father offspring. I mean, oh.
Is this a Christian organization you're in here or not?
I don't think so, but they also said that people were enemies with call themselves the Sabbath. And I found that a bit worrying.
That sounds a bit anti-Semitic, to be honest. How did you get into this? Now tell me, you say you're a bit trashy. Describe yourself, what do you look like? Would you like to tell us, so that our many, many listeners can get an idea of you?
Well, I'm white. I'm actually quite white, you could say. I haven't seen any sunlight recently, which is why it's really, really white, and I have short brown hair, which was dyed a bit, but it's all faded again and, my clothes. I'm wearing sandals and black leggings and a dress.
And the other people.
I would say, I am, should I judge myself, whether I look good or not? We don't do that here. We're not that superficial at Radio Indy 113.8.
Okay.
But the other people, you can judge them a bit, right? You said there are all sorts of people from different backgrounds. You said that some of them were more middle class and some were more lower class.
Okay, so the guy who is trying to explain to us how it all works, he is actually wearing a suit, but he doesn't have one. Well, it's not an insanely great suit, but still. Yes. He is trying hard and there are funny pins on it with different symbols, and admittedly he looks a bit like he has a really bad migraine right now. But that's probably because we're all bombarding him with questions, and then there's someone here who is wandering around in a short, colorful kimono with glitter on it and a fan, and then there's a woman in a long white dress and the guy, me, who I had a lot of conversation with. I got on really well with him too. He's just wearing a t-shirt and jeans, and then there's the guy from the boo. He's wearing a pretty shabby shirt and is very loud, and I don't think he's ever seen a hairdresser in his whole life.
Yes, well, that's not a crime, is it? And you all got letters telling you to go to a conference room in the hotel here in Indianapolis this evening?
Yes, I'm not allowed to say exactly where we are because they say that people are after us. So I'm trying to address a kind of paranoia here, I would say. If you're in the hotel, you're probably in the center of India, right? I never said that I was in the hotel.
You just know that.
Well, where are the conference rooms? It could of course be a company building, but okay. Yes, but that's not that important. You can keep that to yourself, of course.
Exactly. No, there are people after us. They call themselves hunters, and there is also trouble with this group that was given the questionable name, and yes and oh, and there are also people, the Glean, who are, okay, that's a bit more complicated now. We are more or less being told that we belong to a group which, above all, exploits other people.
We still need to let other callers have their say. That's why I'll be a bit late. We have to go back to the commercial in a minute.
Dot. Several people are answering at this time.
For your sake.
But tell me about the Gulen and then we'll come to the end, right?
Yes. Just a minute. Give me that. Okay, Rick.
Yes, and that we exploited a whole bunch of people and made them more or less addicted to drugs, and now they're getting revenge. And I have to be honest and say that I'm a bit on the side of the people we made addicted to drugs. Not that I'm addicted to drugs, but the organization that I now belong to, whether I want it or not. Aha, what kind of
organization is that? What are they called themselves? What is their goal? Well, what you're saying seems a bit arbitrary to me. Not that I want to say.
Wow, I'm not making this up. I know, I can understand given my history and everything. I said I'm very open about my mental health problems and the like. But I didn't make this up. And all the people here are actually physically present. No, the organization is called the Camarilla.
The Camarilla? Well, that sounds very Italian. It sounds a bit like something you put on a pizza.
It's really funny, Rick.
Yes, I hear that often. That's part of my job, but it's also part of my job to record a song now. I've just heard from the director that we don't have any advertising contracts this month, so I can't record any advertising.
But it's much better. Yes, we are still here, but...
You still paid.
We maybe don't even need the advertising yet. Nevertheless, we have fantastic artists signed here at Radio Indie 113.8, and now you can hear one of my absolute favorites this month, Duplex Heart with Check for Pulls, their number 37 hit this week in the suburbs of Indopolis. Have fun and goodbye, Annie. We'll take the next caller later. Have fun with Check for Pulls. Yes, okay, see you soon. Here we go once again, for Merry Man, All You Wore Be All the Judy and We Be Up Yauk. You better check for all the bad things love can bring in the blind SP, that we don't see the from your face and the right along there where you belong. Shake your don't you worry about the future, about the you will or the love you and they will or right back along, sing along is a heart attack yelp for song. Good. Come on. What can you do? You belong. Shish your worry about the future, that you will love you and they will love you right back.
And they will hurt you right back. Sing along,
sing along, sing along is a heart attack.
Ride along, ride along.
Out there a place where you shake your war about the willow you and willow so. That was Duplex Heart, and now we have a new caller on the line. I hear it's Michael now. Michael, are you on the line?
Hi.
Hello, Michael.
What do you have to tell us about Geheimbol? Have you had any experience with that, like Annie just now? Are you also with any crazy people?
The call from Annie just now, the Camarilla, I actually find that pretty exciting.
I think we should hear more from her.
You sound a bit like you have a cold, Michael. Are you okay?
Okay, no, it's Annie. Hi.
Hello. Hello, Annie.
Hi, Rick.
You got through again. H.
Yes.
Yes, I'm happy for you. Okay.
Yes, yes, I think so.
Then you've got another 10 minutes, right? That's nice. Let's talk more about the calamari or whatever they were called.
Camarilla, but you can mix them up, yes. Exactly. And we are now, well, we've formed a little task here. We're trying to get to the bottom of the various problems that there are here. But the cool thing is somehow, or maybe the creepy thing, that nobody really questions the fact that we all more or less belong to this organization now, just because we, well, this may sound strange, Rick, and I don't know if it's I think it's a prerequisite for being in this organization, but I think we're all. I'm really embarrassed to say this, it sounds so cheesy, but I think we're all vampires.
Mhm.
So, okay, the guy next to me says it's all we're more or less having a breakdown. Right now, and that's all nonsense and we're imagining it. But either way, this organization wants us to work for them and find out things like what's going on with these people who are called ghoul and what about the hunters, and there are incidents all over the city. We then did a bit of research, really old-fashioned with newspapers and things like that, that there are incidents that overlap, namely people who do graffiti and then fights that somehow take place and then piles of ashes are found, and that's a bit sad, but I think that if someone kills me, all that's left is a pile of ashes. At least that's how it's explained to me. If you kill a vampire and I'm supposed to be a vampire, then poof, ashes.
How did you end up becoming a vampire, Annie? Tell me.
Yes, I don't normally go to clubs, and for the first time in years, because I never went out during Corona and all that, and the first time I went there, someone bit me on the neck. That's
a bit intrusive, like,
comma,
because of Mew and stuff, right? You shouldn't put up with it.
Yes, it was definitely not consensual. It wasn't agreed upon, and I lost consciousness and woke up a little later and was really hungry, and I think I may have bitten someone else too. There were no other bad consequences, but since then I haven't been able to tolerate sunlight. Rick, I mean, my daily routine was really weird before too. It doesn't really make that much of a difference actually. I sleep during the day now, properly.
I do that too. Come on, I'm not a vampire. Of course I sleep during the day because I sit here in the studio all night.
I mean, I actually have the perfect rhythm. Do you still need people?
Well, I don't really need it right now. I think we have an advertisement for an internship on the website right now, if you'd like to take a look, but...
I do have a feeling that we're on the same wavelength. The same wavelength on the radio.
Funny, I've never heard of it.
Our colleagues at Indianapolis Radio 113.9, they're really looking for a presenter, right? So maybe you should look there. But I don't know anyone there. I know you.
Yes, that's
Okay,
go on. What? So you're a vampire now. Yes, after someone bit you and now you're hungry and can't stand sunlight anymore. How did you notice that you can't stand sunlight anymore?
Well, first of all, it's really, really, really hard to stay awake at all while the sun is still in the sky, and with about 5 alarm clocks and everything like that, I managed to stay awake until the sun came up and, well, I burned my hand really badly when I went out into the sunlight. So, it's not a sun allergy or anything normal. That's right, the skin peeled off, it sizzled and it blistered, it immediately turned red and then black and, well, the layer of fat underneath more or less disappeared straight away. It stank, I can tell you. The cool thing is that it's all healed again, so you can't see anything anymore.
Ah, yes. I couldn't show you any traces of it now. Did you go to the doctor about it?
No, most doctors don't do it at night.
And I can't afford it.
Yes, of course. Yes, stupid question. Sorry.
No, I actually wasn't. Well... most of it can actually be explained by all the vampire stuff, but I don't know if that's the most logical thing. I'm not sure if I think it's a good thing either. Some people here are like, yay, vampire, fangs and all that. But I mean, vampires aren't actually the good guys, or I mean, I don't know if I'm a good person and now I don't even want to think about it. whether I've never questioned whether the vampires or the werewolves are the good guys in these. I mean, I know these films. Yes, I haven't read the books, so there are werewolves too. Oh, am I even allowed to sob with you?
Yes, it's too late now, but maybe.
Oh, yes, that's right. Better if not, right?
But at this time of day, few children are watching or hearing us, I hope. I hope so too.
Children go to bed, but I'll ask right away whether werewolves exist, because I think I find that disturbing.
I mean, do you think that automatically, you know, if there are vampires, there must also be werewolves?
Or do you think one supernatural thing is enough?
That's a very good question. But unfortunately I'm not an expert on that. But now you've decided in your little group that you want to carry on. So you said they want to go to these places and try to provoke people there in order to capture someone and question them. That's the plan.
You want to question one of these ghoulin, is that right? Or do you want one of the hunters?
Yes, or hunters. No, I think we're actually trying to catch a hunter now, but we might do something together. It's all a bit. I admit that I may not have understood it all very well or not been paying close attention, but...
That means you're leaving right now, yes?
Yes. We've got a minibus.
And
Yes, then you'll have to hang up straight away. That's a real shame. It's driving. No, I'm not driving it myself. That's not a problem. This is a smartphone.
Oh, I see. Yes, but you'll probably have a really bad connection when you drive through Atlanta through Indianapolis in this minibus.
We'll hear that then. Well, I don't know, one way or another, I have a damn cool ability, Rick.
Yes.
When I concentrate, people don't notice me anymore. It's well, apart from one person, well, everyone else ignores me except for one.
Are you often ignored by people?
Not really. Actually, I often hear that I'm pretty difficult to ignore.
And maybe a bit, I think I'm a bit much for a lot of people, you know. A bit too many words per minute and a bit too many ideas per minute and a bit too much energy. Some people don't appreciate that. That's why it's unusual to be ignored, but also kind of cool. It just makes me really hungry.
Okay, I'd say we go back to music, if that's okay with you. Thank you very much, Andy. I hope you enjoy your little excursion, and now we'll hear from Sven Carlson, a little insider tip from Sweden. Vorb smile Sven Carlson Vier smile. Another one, oh yeah. Oh yeah. And unfortunately, I have to interrupt Mr. Carlson here for a moment. There's a danger alert. There's a wrong way driver on New East Southwest Street, heading towards North Southwest East Street. So please get out of the way, or, better yet, don't drive there at all. Yes, that's a shame, Vorbenzum, but we'll definitely play again. So, we've got a new caller on the line. I haven't been given any names. Who are you then? Hello, what would you like to tell us about Secret?
Oh, hello Annie, you're still here, yes.
Hi, no, I'm back. That's the I've taken someone else's cell phone away from them.
Okay.
Yes, I am just now. It's a shame about the song, by the way. Can we maybe do it again right now, right?
I don't know if we're going to get the right one. Yes, maybe we'll listen to it.
Later. But did you say your cell phone was stolen in this van? Oh, I'm not in the van anymore. We got to where we wanted to go, where the graffiti is, and I'm here on one of these fire escapes outside and I'm watching it from above and I'm invisible Rick, except for everyone except for one guy. Except for one guy who I kept shutting up to. Is the cell phone that you stole invisible now too, or is it that's a good question. Hey, is the cell phone invisible too? Is that yes, I have for people who can't see me, the cell phone is invisible too, and.
For the guy who can see me anyway, He also sees the cell phone and said, I'm imagining it.
And your clothes are invisible too?
I think so. Second, you're
wearing clothes, I hope. What's
up? Okay. I'm not supposed to shout across the square anymore, because that would make people aware that there's a trap here. But I think my clothes are also invisible and yes, I'm wearing clothes. Rake, who do you think I am? We already know each other a little bit and I described what I'm wearing earlier. I didn't just take it off. It could have been that you had to take it off to be invisible, like in that film with Ben Stiller. Which film with Ben Stiller? Yes, that film with the guy who can make himself invisible.
But only when nobody's looking.
That sounds stupid.
Yes, but a good film. Whatever.
Seriously, what kind of film is it?
I think it's called Mystery Man or something like that.
Cool, maybe I should watch. Where is it playing?
It's 20 years old.
Yes. Yes, which streaming service?
I don't know right now, but let's get to the point. Rick, you can't bring something like that up and then not have any more information. I thought so. I mean, what's
happening now? What's happening with you now? Look for yourself. You've got a phone in your hand.
Yes, the one I'm on right now. How am I supposed to? You could hang up and Google it.
Okay, admittedly, I have 3 cell phones right now.
On the one Google moment, okay, this is a bit difficult here right now. Hi, Deep. Okay. Oh, wait, Rick. There's actually someone coming now.
Yes.
And actually looking around.
Okay.
And?
What kind of person is that? What does he look like? It's
a man in pragmatic, gray-black clothing. Rake, I think he has a gun.
Then maybe you should go away.
I think that would actually be a good idea. Okay. What topic is tomorrow, Rick? I'm off tomorrow.
Sure.
So, can you please tell me that you're going to leave now? If there's a guy with a gun, you're not going to ambush him any further, right? You go back to your conference room now. Get in your van. I'm
just watching anyway.
Oh, I see.
Oh, wow.
Some of us here can move really, really fast, and someone just moved really, really quickly through this person, past the person. So I don't think you need to worry about that anymore. Like,
what happened there? What happened to the man? I'm
not entirely sure, but he's definitely lying on the ground now.
Where is that, Annie? Where is that man lying on the ground right now? Can you tell me? Because then maybe we should send the emergency services over there.
It's on a sidewalk by a small, I don't think I'm supposed to tell you this, Rick.
Besides, I don't know, emergency services are, I don't think, a good idea. We have to take the man with us now and question him.
That was the original plan, but I think they're doing it now.
Okay, Rick, I think they're going without me. What I have to do is, I think I have to climb down these stairs. It's going to be a bit difficult because I'm trying to clamp between my shoulder and my sorry between my shoulder, and can you still hear me, Rick?
Yes. We just had a listener request that we do another one with Sven Carlson Smile. Let's just do it now. So, here's
the heartthrob from Sweden, Sven Carlson, again. Enjoy. Impossible to teach. I'm just barely out of Aliyah.
Too late to say.
And there's still a wrong-way driver on the road now on North Southeast New Street heading north, and that's why I had to cut Mr. Carlson short again. What kind of nutcase is that? So stay away from the area, and we have another caller. The topic is still conspiracy theories and secret affairs. We've heard a lot of absurd things this evening. Maybe I can get someone who is a bit more down to earth. Who is on the line now? Hello.
Hi. Excuse me?
Hi, Rick. We're back in the conference room now.
Hello, Annie. Yes, actually several different groups are after us because they think we're...
vampires too, that's actually right. So you are a secret society of people who think they're vampires or who are thought to be vampires.
Or are vampires, I find that a bit difficult to decide, actually.
I find it a bit unfair that people are apparently deciding that more people should belong to this secret society whose only purpose seems to be to attract the anger of other people with weapons.
Yes, well, to be honest, I'm not really a fan of it either. But I don't really know what to do now.
I admit that my attention was quite distracted, but when one of them hit someone else, he was thrown halfway through the wall, and I mean, that's no exaggeration. One of the others here, who is a bit older, left a human-shaped hole in the wall.
And how is the person now?
He claims he's fine.
Well, there are these old hotels that don't have very stable walls, that's...
Definitely the case, it looked really dramatic. So what happened? I didn't see it exactly, because it happened so quickly, but afterwards, the way he got stuck in the wall was pretty crazy. And some people want to kill us simply because they say we're monsters, but others say, first and foremost, okay, this. This ghoul, the drug that we've made them addicted to, is supposedly our own blood. We drink blood from people.
But people drink blood from us, if I understand correctly. And it gives them abilities, but that makes them dependent on us and they have to follow our orders and so on. But they've decided that they've had enough of that and now they're basically draining us dry and killing us because when we're dead we can't give them orders anymore.
On the one hand, I mean, they want to kill me, but on the other hand they're right, aren't they?
Yes. Have you personally ever created a goal like that or is that something that the other vampires, let's call them, are guilty of?
Well, I didn't do it. No, I think it's possible. You've
only been a vampire for a short time, you said? So you're still innocent, so to speak.
Oh, I know that. I mean, I've bitten people and drunk their blood. That's right. I wouldn't say innocent in that sense, but I didn't even know that if I gave someone my blood, things would happen. So I didn't do it either. I don't know.
Did you bite yourself to death or did you just nibble on them a little?
I don't think so. I did nibble on them more than once, but definitely not. I think they were all still alive afterwards, do.
You think so? Okay. Who were they then?
Just people who were out late at night, a delivery driver, someone who was on one of those e-scooters, I don't know where, I didn't ask. Someone with a dog, something like that. Now, I wouldn't say that I have any kind of big plan. I just go and I'm hungry. Okay, I actually ordered the delivery guy.
So as,
okay, don't eat the pizza, but...
Yes.
As someone who is out late at night quite often, I would ask you to maybe refrain from doing that if you can. Yes, the thing is, I know where you work, Greg, so I can be careful.
How can you be careful?
I mean, that I don't catch you. I mean, you can also tell me what you look like. Then I'll know when you're out at night that it's Rick. That's my buddy. I won't hurt him.
But the thing is, you probably don't need to worry, because if I've understood correctly, these hunters will turn up here pretty soon and try to kill us all.
Oh, I see.
Yes, and I think they also have some kind of
supernatural powers.
That day you're saying that now as if you're about to be murdered and the others. How many people are in the room, did you say? 30 people, yes, there.
Are between 20 or 30 people, yes, yes. More like 30 actually, and most of them, well, I think most of them deserve it, if I'm being completely honest. After all, who of them? The guy from the swamp or, for example, people.
Who say that people should be exploited? Here is a guy who officially calls himself, well, he introduces himself as, hello, I'm the sadist. Sorry.
That is.
And someone else says someone else also calls themselves a monster. So I don't know. Isn't it somehow my civic duty, if there is a vampire plague, to help put an end to it? What do
you think? So, you would sacrifice yourself to nip this vampire plague in the bud, you say? Yes, now that's only logical, because I'm part of it too. But the cool thing is, I can make myself invisible, that's already clear to me. And if I look people in the eye and tell them very clearly what I want from them, then they do it.
I don't know if any of the people you're telling me about are real. Is this all just part of your fetish here? Are you trying to somehow, have you taken some pills? Are you trying to somehow exaggerate your suicide here? Because we won't let ourselves be exploited by such kings and such things.
Well, no king to begin with. But no, that actually has nothing to do with it. And I haven't taken any pills either. Actually, I should probably take pills, that's maybe. But they just make me very awake, and I usually say very lamely that I don't take them and things like that. But to be honest, for me it's really about something like a moral decision. We more or less have a countdown here or something like a deadline, which is Roger's Rick, and by then we should have more or less decided for ourselves which side we're on.
Oh, you can also say you're on the side of these hunters and then leave each other alone or what? What's the problem? Then just say, okay, then we're
all consequence now, Rick. Consequence. I can't say that all the other vampires are dead. I just made a gesture with my index finger over which I can't imagine, but if so, then I really have to make a consistent decision.
Yes, you can all just say that you're on the side of the VPs, then you've all killed yourselves. Oh, if you're on the side of the vampire hunters, then you also have to, well, if you say, I'm a vampire hunter now too, do you have to kill yourself because you're a vampire or what?
I think so.
So the decision is, do I let myself be killed or do I kill myself? Is that the decision you have to make? Because that's a pretty stupid decision. That's
right. I think some weird pins have turned up here too.
Little brooches in the shape of lumens, and some people say that if you wear them, the hunters will spare you. Well, I think they're more or less saying that a few of you can survive if you help us, or you can decide among yourselves which of you deserve to survive, which I find really sick.
Those are really Nazi methods that they used to get here. Do you still wear armbands or what?
Well, actually, only pins at the moment, but one person I've asked quite well here also says that you shouldn't wear a pin under any circumstances. I don't understand it, I'll admit quite openly. I'm not good at that sort of thing either, but I think, oh, the countdown is almost over, Rick. So, I don't know what's going to happen now, but I think I'll help them.
Yes, then I hope you have fun with it and a nice night, and I hope you come out of there unscathed in.
Hey. Thank you, Rick.
Tomorrow, if you want to apply tomorrow, because...
If I come out of there unscathed, then I don't know. What are you doing after the show?
First of all, the show will go on for a while. I still have other callers on hold and I'd like to get back to the music now.
We now have turned the dance floor into a mosh pit by Deathwell all in the rage, and unfortunately we have to cut this song short because there is a major police operation at the Crown Plaza. I don't know what's going on exactly, but please avoid this area. I heard something about shots being fired. And we have one more caller before I finish work.
And that is Annie, of course. How could it have been otherwise? Hello.
Okay, I'm running right now, so if the connection breaks off in the middle, that's because of it. Okay, so it's completely escalated. Maybe not everyone has legs left, but I'm fine. Okay.
You're fine. That's the main thing. Hi, I'm fine.
Dot. Told people not to fight back. I'm running away from the Crown Plaza right now. There are a lot of police here. I think it has something to do with the fact that they burn and all that. It's all, I mean it was. It's amazing how much can happen in that short song. I told several people not to fight back, and she got really angry. Then someone's legs were cut off by the hunters. Then he went after me on the two voices because I was obviously his bigger problem and broke my spine. But I feel better after my girlfriend gave me blood.
Did someone break my spine?
Yes, it definitely felt and sounded like that. Then I lay on the ground for a bit, but someone else gave me blood. Then I felt better, and now we're running away. And the guy who tried to kill me, who no longer has any legs because I more or less made sure someone else's legs were cut off, is now attacking people and then she's running away from him because they're scared, but admittedly, I would also be afraid of the guy who shouts at people with a thick accent and has no legs, right?
Yes, I don't know. I'm not that afraid of legless people, but
You would be afraid of him too. Okay. In any case, I'm walking towards the transmitter.
What kind of transmitter?
With your girlfriend.
With your girlfriend? Or your girlfriend?
Yes, in 130.8. My girlfriend Jenna. I think we're...
together. I'm happy. I'm very happy for you. I didn't know that you were in a relationship, but it wasn't important to you until now. Not at all. Yes, so you have now started a relationship in the middle.
But this massacre that you have just described.
More or less. So, since she gave me some blood, I've definitely seen her with different eyes, or maybe theirs.
A fire alert coming in for the Crown Plaza. Well, apparently the
hotel here is on fire, so please continue to drive well around it. Oops, that wasn't me. I don't know exactly who did it.
Yes, I'm glad to hear that it wasn't you. But obviously there's something to your story. But I would ask you not to come to the station, but to go to the nearest hospital. Yes, then, fine. Besides, I can already see the building. It's all cool. You can already see the building. That's also then, hey, there's hardly any lights left. Do you have to make a call now?
And I would like to say hello. Is security still there? No, they've long since finished work. All right, let's go to the music again. At the end of our late night talk, we're listening to the band Blood Red Sun with, well, I know, weird title, but that's how it is, this modern music. Blood Red Sun, and I'll be in touch later.
Oh.
but I'm not, you not talk to you, say I'm not GC, you know I'm not talk to you, wisdom, DNA, and genders, there must be much more to this, we don't look to, we don't see, be too much calling you, but I'm not, saw you, I'm not G, talk to you, do I'm not G, feel you, know I'm not talk to you, oh we don't look for it, we don't crave too much, there no need for me, you not as outing you, but I'm not, saw you, I'm not GNA, talk to you, I'm not GNA, feel you.
This is Radio Indy 113.8, and now all our news stories about wrong-way drivers or whatever else have finally calmed down. Looks like peace will reign in Indianapolis again. I'm Annie, I'm the new host here. Say goodbye to Rick, who is going into a well-deserved early retirement, and the interpretations are open, so call. Our topic today is conspiracy theories, and I think, oh, just call. It doesn't matter what the topic is. I want to talk to people or come by in person. We'll talk. See you soon.